KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 19 degrees. A freeze warning remains in effect for the listening area until 9 a.m. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Police and sheriff's deputies in Red Oak responded to a report of shots fired late Monday night. Authorities say one person was detained for questioning in connection with the incident, which took place at around 11:42 p.m. in the vicinity of 1st and Joy Streets in Red Oak. According to the police report, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from a residence with regard to a man walking down the street shooting a firearm. The caller indicated they thought the shots were directed toward a vehicle parked on the street and possibly a house. The caller said also the suspect took off in a northerly direction after the shots were fired. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrived on the scene within minutes and established a perimeter. Montgomery County K-9 unit also arrived and began a track of the suspect. The scent led the K-9 unit to the area of 1st and Prospect Streets, where the dog lost contact with the scent. Officers on the scene determined that at least three shots had been fired into the hood of a 1999 Chevy Monte Carlo owned by Nakia Nicole Lamb of Red Oak. Early reports indicated that a shot could also have been fired into a nearby residence, but no evidence to corroborate that statement could be found. An investigation into the incident continues. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene, including deputies from Cass, Fremont, and Page counties. Three people were injured during a collision Monday afternoon between a pickup truck and a tractor about 1.5 miles south of Cumberland near 68526 690th Street. The accident happened around 3:45 p.m. According to Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, the tractor and pickup were both headed south on 690th when the tractor went to make a left turn. McLaren said the pickup either tried to pass or avoid colliding with the tractor when the accident occurred. Two men in the pickup, along with the driver of the tractor, were transported to the hospital. The men in the pickup had to be extricated by mechanical means. The tractor driver's injuries appeared to be minor, according to McLaren. No names have been released at this time. Police in Audubon are investigating the armed robbery Sunday night of a Subway sandwich shop. Audubon police officer Kobe Gust told KJAN News yesterday the incident at the store located north of Highway 71 of Audubon around 9:30 p.m. Sunday, when a man dressed in black from head to toe entered the store and verbally demanded money from a male clerk. He displayed what appeared to be a semi-automatic handgun. There were no injuries reported. The suspect left out the back door on foot in an unknown direction of travel. It's not known if he had a getaway vehicle waiting. Audubon police were interviewing employees of the store to see if there was any video surveillance of the incident. And according to reports, another business, B's Trading Post in Audubon, was burglarized Sunday night. No employees were present at the time the incident occurred, and it's not clear exactly when that business was hit. The Audubon Police Department is asking anyone with information about those crimes to call them at 712-563-2500. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Audubon County had been arrested Saturday on an OWI charge. 22-year-old gunner Michael Bloom of Kimbleton was arrested for OWI second offense. Bloom was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. In the funeral announcements, L. Jean Hick, age 79, of Stewart, died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Jean Hick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Christopher Summers, age 52, of Oakland, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Christopher Summers will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Madeline Yowney, age 88, of Manila, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Graveside services for Madeline Yowney will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Nishnabatna Cemetery near Manila. OD Funeral Home of Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Norman D. Nelson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, has died. Services for Norman Nelson will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Irma Marie White, age 97, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Irma White will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Vulcans, age 85, of Nevada and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dorothy Vulcans will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Donald Blatt, age 95, of Shelby, died Sunday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Donald Blatt will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Cole Finley, age 63, of Panama, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Cole Finley will be this Friday at 3 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clifford Harris, age 94, of Adair, died Sunday. Services for Clifford Harris are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.